Welcome to the Journeys in Business podcast. I'm Jess, owner of Jess Creatives. This podcast is here to inspire and empower you as I talk with other entrepreneurs about their journey in business. Let's get into the show. Hey, Trina. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So to kick us off, why don't you tell everyone who you are and what you do?
So my name is Trina Little, and I am a video content strategist. So what I do is I help online entrepreneurs figure out a video strategy that works for them in their business, because not everybody's going to have the same video strategy. Not everybody's comfortable with certain videos. So I really try to help hone in on what you're comfortable with and what your video strategy is going to be for your business.
Nice. And Trina is pretty much the reason I even have this YouTube channel. So major kudos to her.
Hey, and congrats on doing it. You just had to do it, right?
It was just
to take the leap.
Yeah, it was all about just starting. Yes. So what is your favorite part about what you do, or your favorite part about being an entrepreneur?
I love being able to see what my students or my clients accomplish. Even though you weren't like my student or a client, I love to be able to see you posting on YouTube, seeing in my little subscriber box that you uploaded a new video, and just being able to see how much everybody grows with every single video, because I know that's so hard for people to get started and they think that they're not perfect on video and that they'll never get there. But as you can attest, you can see the changes, and I just love being able to watch everybody's next video to see how they improved and got better and how much more comfortable they're looking on camera.
Yes. And when did you, because you used to do video like on your mom channel, when did you start that YouTube channel?
I started that YouTube channel when I was pregnant with my first child. It was probably about 2 years ago now, and I started it because I didn't have a lot of moms to like hang out with and talk to. It was my first kid, so I didn't really know what I was going through. So I started a channel just to connect with other people like me, to really start a community of moms, because it can be a harsh world out there being a mom with judging and people like pushing their opinion on you. So I just wanted to create a community for moms where we could just talk openly about stuff and not worry about people judging each other and just sharing our experiences. And that's why I initially started my YouTube channel.
That's so cool. I love it. So why did you decide to go from being a mom video blogger to starting your own business? Like, why do you still do what you do?
So I hated my full-time job, and I had always thought about what could I do to find something that I liked. And I had that fear of leaving the job, because you could consider it the perfect job, like straight 9 to 5, not bring home any work, great benefits and stuff like that. But if I was going to leave the job, I needed to be guaranteed I was going to be happy. So taking a job somewhere else, you never know what you're going to get into.
No.
So once I started doing YouTube and I started having some people, you know, talk to me about wanting to start their channel and telling them how to do it, I realized my business mind kicked in with my creativity mind that I could start teaching people. And I really found out that I love teaching people what I knew and being able to see their eyes just like light up when they realize, oh yeah, that makes sense. So that's why I really switched to doing what I do. And I started that in January, and it's been a ride since.
Yes. That's pretty much the epitome of being an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
A roller coaster. That's pretty much it. So back in January, if you could go back in time, what do you wish someone had told you, or what would you tell yourself in January?
That it's going to be harder than you anticipate. I didn't think it was going to be easy. I mean, nobody starting a business is going to think it's going to be easy. But all the little nuances and all the little things that go into it. And I knew it was going to be a lot of time too, but I just didn't realize. I don't know. I just wish I could tell myself, when you're in this, like, you're in this, and it's not going to be easy.
No, It's definitely not. Is there anything that you wish you would have done differently over the last 9-10 months?
I probably wish I would have maybe focused on, so YouTube is my main platform, but then you get bombarded with, okay, you need a blog, you need Twitter, you need Instagram, you need everything. I wish I would have maybe just focused on one, maybe like Instagram, because they did have Instagram video, so that would have fit in at the time. I just, also with blogging, maybe just focus more on posting my videos on the blog instead of taking the extra time to write out a full post. I just wish there were things that I would have known to save me some time and effort that I really put in at the front end that, not that they didn't pan out, but I would have been able to save more time if I'd done it differently.
Yeah, that's for sure. I wrote a blog this week, actually, about not trying to do all of the things, because especially, like, when I started my business, I mean, I hardly even used Twitter. Instagram was not even a business thing yet. I think I joined one Facebook group, and I was, like, in one group for, like, 2 years, and that was it. That was before Facebook groups were really becoming a thing, and now I think about, like, if I was starting now, there's, like, way too much information almost. And there's so many, you pull up Pinterest and it's like, well, you need to do this. You need to join this and start doing webinars. And, like, and which you like jumped right in. Like, cause we've been in a mastermind this year, and, like, you did way more in the first 3 months than I did, like, in the first 3 years. Like, you jumped right in. You started with webinars and courses and programs and, like, just doing it, killing it, which has paid off. Like, you've gotten some really awesome clients. But it can be overwhelming to, like, just try and do all of it.
Yeah, and I mean, it's hard, like you said, because so many people say, well, you need this and you need that. And I was like, okay, so I have to post here, I have to post there, I need to interact here, but I still don't have any help. I'm just a one-woman show here. I don't have a VA. I'm doing all my graphics. I'm doing everything that I can on my own, plus I have client work, plus I have my 1.5-year-old daughter, my husband, a house, you know, all that stuff, and it's just, yeah, I wish there was, like, more information out there that you can do this without stretching yourself so thin and doing all the things.
Yeah, that's what I've been talking about in my blog and my video series about, like, figure out what's going to work for your business, like, what most aligns with your audience and what you want to do, and focusing on that. Really, like, especially once you start or when you start, just start with, like, one or two platforms instead of jumping into all of them, because it can be really overwhelming. Is there anything that you have, like, taken off your plate that you were like, yeah, that's not really working, like, I'm not gonna focus on that?
Well, I stopped, like, writing the long blog posts, and I'm just putting my YouTube videos on there. And I mean, no, I haven't really. I do automate things. So with Tailwind for Pinterest and Buffer, that does help a lot with automation, but I couldn't start out there because I didn't have the money to invest in those systems, but I think those systems have helped. And I really think video has helped, because I create that video and then I will use it everywhere. I'll just take, like, a 15 to 30 second clip, repurpose it for Facebook, repurpose it for Instagram, repurpose it for Twitter. So that's really helped minimize creating extra content to put on everything. Just being able to use that content that I've created from my main platform on other platforms, just in a different way.
So when you repurpose the videos for, like, Instagram and Facebook, are you doing, like, little clips that actually, like, make sense, or are you doing, like, what I've done recently? I started, like, I'll do, like, the first 15 seconds and then it'll go to a slide that's like, click the link above. Do you do that, or do you post,
like— Yeah, I pretty much do the same thing. So all my videos, I open up with, like, a question or, like, a hook to really get people to watch the video. So I will just put that clip in, and then at the end I'll have the thumbnail running so that they'll see the title of the video. And then in the description, I'll just put, you know, whatever I decide to write, you know, click the link for the entire video or for more information or whatever like that.
Yeah. So I know you have been working on some new stuff. What do you have coming up?
I actually have my course. It's a revamp of my first course. I launched my first course like
in May
after 5 months of being in the business. And so I got a lot of feedback and I learned a lot. I took the month off after I had launched that course and I just took the month off because I was so exhausted, burnout. And I just reevaluated everything about that course and revamped it with a new course with different modules. And they're basically like mini course modules. And the whole package is called Video for Beginners.
Nice.
And so I'm teaching everything from, you know, getting set up, the equipment that you need that doesn't cost a lot of money, because I know that holds a lot of people back, that they need like this fancy professional studio equipment. So I'm teaching you just the minimal equipment you need, how to set up your equipment, and then the next module goes into writing your content, how to deliver it, editing, and finally a whole course on YouTube for business.
Going back to, you took a whole month off.
Mm-hmm.
So how did, like, was that scary? Were you like, I'm going to take a whole month off? Like, for me, that would scare me to think, oh, I'm just going to like do this. No big deal. But did you feel so much better coming back? Were you like re-energized when you came back and started working again?
It was scary because this is my source of income, but somehow the stars had aligned that when I had decided to take the month off, we had already planned to be on vacation. My husband and I, we went on vacation for 2 weeks because that had been his goal, his like bucket list goal, to go on vacation for 2 weeks. And so we were already on vacation, so it was kind of difficult to work anyways. But the stars kind of aligned in that I got a client the same week we left for vacation, and she has been like the dream client. So I did get that income coming in while working with her a little bit here and there, because, you know, as a freelancer, you can kind of put the schedule in wherever you want.
Yeah.
So I was working with her and not really focusing on, you know, my blog and my channel, but I needed it. I knew I needed it. I also had just found out that I was pregnant. So,
yeah.
I mean, I literally didn't have the energy. And it just, at that time, it wasn't important resting and just getting my mindset back to being motivated again for my business, because I was really doubting whether this was the right journey, if I was doing the right thing. So when I did come back after working a month with my client, she just like regenerated my excitement for my business. Nice. And I've been able to really focus on my business since July, keeping my videos coming twice a week, every week. And so it was worth it to me.
That is awesome. Maybe I should take a month off.
You can line it up so that nothing slips, you don't lose your client.
Yes.
Because at the time she was my client. She's my only client, and that was who was important to me. And I had my blog posts circulating through Pinterest and stuff like that.
Yeah. So
they were still coming to my website, but I still had somebody giving me some money, so that helped.
Yeah, you know, that's nice. So, okay, so tell us where we can find information about this course, because everyone needs to jump on YouTube. You need to hire Trina and jump on YouTube. I can attest, I have gotten clients as a result of being on YouTube. So there's your selling point. There you go.
Well, and what's great is when people do find you on YouTube, you spend less of your time building a relationship with them for them to want to buy from you, because they already feel like they know you. They've watched a couple of your videos, and I know you have said they've already felt like they knew you, so you didn't have to spend that extra time, you know, with client calls to really build that relationship.
Yeah. It's like, I had one lady who told me, she's like, I can't wait until we meet, like, just watching your videos, I feel like I could just give you a hug. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. Like, and I've had others who's like, last week somebody told me, like, you seem so, like, well polished and like put together on video, and I was like,
thanks. Like, I mean, I try, but it was just, it's kind of cool to see people's reactions from video. Yeah. I'm not going viral. I don't have thousands of subscribers, but it's still making an impact on my business.
Yeah, definitely.
It's worth it.
And it's out there for like, YouTube's the second largest search engine in the world. So it's out there for people to find now. It's not like Facebook where it disappears after a day. So, right.
Yeah. So where can we connect with you? What's your website, your social media, and all that?
So my website is trinalittle.com. My course is at bit.ly/video for beginners. And I also, so what I do with my clients is I actually just manage their YouTube channel. So they'll create the video, I'll edit it for them, and then I just put it on YouTube and do all the back end stuff that people are confused about with YouTube. So I do that all for them. I've consistently been getting my clients ranked on front page search results. So that's something I can also do. But you can find all that over at trinalittle.com. Social media is a little bit of a mixed bag. So I'm in a couple places at Trina N Little and a couple places at Trina_Little. So all of the social media stuff is over on my website. And my YouTube channel is youtube.com/tipswithtrina.
Love it. Thank you again so much for chatting with me today. I know lots of people are just going to jump on YouTube, or they better after this.
Let's hope so.
If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd love for you to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. You can also watch these interviews on my YouTube channel if that's more your style. I'd love to connect with you on social media at Jess Creatives or on my website, jesscreatives.com.